Hey, what's up, it's your man Carlos Miller of the 85 South Show, and I appreciate you checking out my guest. Click the link so you can check out part two of this interview with my special guest. That's right. Click that link, part two.
Hey, you okay? This motherfucker over here choking and shit.
You all right, man?
We're not gonna ignore that.
Go. You gotta go.
You thought we were just gonna keep fucking going?
You gotta go.
Bro, you tripping.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
This nigga can cough up a hairball and just gonna fucking.
You gotta go.
What?
For real, that goddamn.
You got the boo boo.
That thing, Kobe.
You gotta go.
That Kobe. That ain't that Kobe 19 either, man. That goddamn Kobe.
Oh my God.
Obadiah. Nah, that Boosie movie, man. Waiting on that to drop, man. I'm playing I'm in jail with him.
Okay.
I'm giving him that game.
Okay. As down. Only you can.
Yeah, giving him that game in jail, putting him down, man.
Right.
When he get in there, he ain't got but goddamn 24 months. So I don't know what the fuck he got that sad ass face for in jail. That's what I'm on him on.
Right.
Got 2 years and you ain't looking sad, boy. That nigga, how many years you got? I said, nigga, I don't know, he said 2 years or some shit. Like, nigga, I beat up my grandma to get out this motherfucker right now, nigga. I've been in this bitch since I was 17 years old. I don't know how old I was. I had been in that bitch that long, it was in the script. I had wrote it out. Ain't nothing like that in a movie, man. You done some movies, ain't you?
Yeah, few little shit. It's some little shit, though.
Do you like the movies or just to stand up more?
I think I would like them better if I was in them more. Like if I'm in a movie the next time and I'm doing more, then I would like it more.
People be asking me why I don't, like, you do some movie, I'd be like, man, how the fuck, that's like telling a painter he need to build a house.
But see, they don't understand it. Like, say for instance, you're
like,
a comedian,
I'm gonna paint
and you start, you're trying to start a movie career, you have to literally start a whole career, like start at ground zero. You don't just jump in and be a movie star. You gotta go in that motherfucking grind too.
Comedy, you can move parallel.
Right.
But you still be.
You still gotta put your work in to be a movie star.
Yeah. You, everybody move parallel to goddamn wrestlers move parallel to movie star.
Right.
Rappers.
But the
move,
only way to be a movie
parallel.
Star is yeah. to be in some movies.
To be in some movies.
You gotta keep them motherfuckers coming.
Everybody do it, man. Anybody that get any type of fame for any second become a movie star.
You gotta
give
a
damn what you do. It ain't just comedians no
more.
That's
the ultimate job though. You can be an entertainer, but
they only take
star.
A few from each, like you said. Like
yeah, like yeah, they take a few
that's
from
the ultimate job.
Wherever you get popular
job.
In, whoever, every genre, wherever you popular in, you can be a tennis player. My your ass can be the fucking keynote speaker. They gonna throw your ass in a movie.
Yeah,
get some attention.
I'm about to become a movie star real soon.
Nigga, throw okay. anybody in there.
Yeah,
we got Kato Kaelin in his next movie. What the nigga name that was staying at OJ house? They'll put his ass in the movie.
That's him.
The white boy. What's his name? What?
No, it was Kato Kaelin.
Just saying, that's how movies gonna be. The more fame you be, you be a football player. Let you run the football real good.
Jim Brown.
They gonna Jim. What the nigga name? Police Academy. Tom Bubba Smith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, that's the ultimate
Tim
job.
Cool.
You gotta be a movie star.
OJ Simpson.
All this shit is just leading up to be a movie star.
Bill Cosby played for the Green Bay Packers.
Shut the fuck.
I know, I'm just bullshitting. They let Bill out.
Why?
Damn. I guess we might leave that alone.
Yeah, we gotta leave that alone. You would like to talk about controversial shit.
Yeah. I can't even lie, man. I can't even lie, I like talking about shit. Man, we can't, I swear to God, bro, I swear to God.
You can't talk about that shit.
It's
hate speech.
I ain't gonna talk about
They'll
it.
They'll put a disclaimer at the bottom.
Hell yeah. That'll be the truth about right COVID. Up over that shit.
The truth about COVID.
Would you like to try our new Applebee's honey bourbon barbecue chicken?
But fucking Rogan talk about any fucking thing.
Nah, man. Especially as a black man, do you understand that shit gonna get flagged first?
I feel you. I feel you, man. You know, this ain't my genre, though, man.
I'm trying to put you on.
I know
on,
you
man.
Already put me on, player. You did. I'm picking up what you're putting down, my brother. Yeah, man. Picking up what you're putting down. You're slamming it down, but I'm still picking that shit up, man.
Yeah, man.
One thing about it, I need to know. I need to not know.
Don't talk about that shit.
Yeah. Better know what you're fucking before you
it's
fuck with.
Just, that's the trickery of the shit. They put that type of shit out to see who gonna respond to it so they can be like, aha. Uh-huh. You had one of them aha moments on your ass.
That shit be crazy about what you can talk about and what you can't talk about.
No, it's not that you can't, but it's,
no, I'm saying,
it's just that it's not worth the shit that come after that.
No, I got it.
People who just surf the internet for controversial shit.
And there's a way to talk about everything. You just gotta have the right platform and...
Yeah.
But if shit get taken out of context, it get taken out of context, and that's how they blow the shit out of proportion.
So, right. I'm like a wild coyote. I gotta be trained. I gotta figure out how to talk about this shit.
There ain't no training.
Yeah, man, I gotta be trained how to talk about it because you know what? I guess the more money you get, the more easier you'll be. That's what it seems like. The more money you get, the more easier you'll be.
You're a target.
No, I ain't talking about for that. I'm saying, yeah, you're right. You're a target, I guess, initially.
But it's just like, like you said, the more famous you are, the easier it is to blame shit on you.
Yeah, so what about, like, if I get famous tomorrow? How they
you
gonna,
already famous. That's
I know. I'm talking about super famous where I say the shit now and it go out and it hit. How about when I keep...
It don't work like that. They gonna wait till something happen and then they gonna find the clip that you said and they gonna try to pair it with what
happened.
Okay,
and I guess what?
It seem what like if, it's worse than it actually was. And it's already out of context.
I guess what? But what if I don't give a fuck and I keep giving them shit to do and I keep kicking their motherfucking ass and their kids' ass and their mammy's ass? Like, what if I just keep kicking their ass? Like, would I be the first motherfucker to keep whooping their ass? Like, how about it?
Mm-mm.
Like, how can they win against me? How can they win against me just talking my ass off?
What's winning to you?
I guess not really getting, not shit, not, I guess, I don't know what's winning. I don't know what'll be winning for them. Like, I feel like they win when they cancel the motherfucker. When people talking about it, it looks like they winning.
But see, so what about? That's just a facade. How's somebody gonna cancel you?
That's what I'm saying. So it's no consequence to whatever the fuck I do, because you just said it.
Not necessarily anything that you say can have a consequence. It's all it's about. It's not immediate, though.
You know what? There it is, Carlos. You said it. It just gonna hit at any time.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can pull them.
They're not gonna wait. They don't give a fuck what you say right now. Because it's they wait until you celebrating
until
something.
Until you hit.
Till something good happened for you. Then they have to paint you as a bad person so they can make it feel like you don't deserve whatever it is that
comes. They gonna wear my ass out.
Right.
Cause I've done a lot.
You be just doing shit.
But what's gonna be your reason?
For what?
What you said. And pills.
Yeah.
You went on stage.
I had a little migraine. And I went backstage.
I asked for some Advil, but I don't know what they gave me.
I asked for some ginger ale. I don't know what the fuck that was. I think that was some rum. And I don't drink no motherfucking rum, man.
Oh, you gonna pour the classic? I picked my cup up. I thought I had water in my cup. Mm. And I took a big gulp of it, and it was straight Hennessy.
You gonna have to plead that thing. I was on it defense.
I don't know. They get you with your way. They get you in the way where you don't even know which way coming. So ain't no way to goddamn it brace for it. Mm. I've seen it 100 times.
Don't make it easy for him though.
Tell me like R. Kelly. Can't say that.
Why would you even want?
I don't know. Goddamn. It's PG.
But I'm just saying, there's no social value in that.
What you mean?
Like there's no reason to talk about. There's no point in it.
It's random. You don't think random things help.
But it ain't. It's random. That's the trick, babe. These are social distractions to try to see who gives a fuck about this shit. It's just like, say for instance, you doing some shit. These people who give a fuck about this shit, they not even in your realm of possibility. But if you feed into that shit, here come these motherfuckers who are emotional and give a fuck about that shit. Once you start playing the opinion game, now you have to hear all these fucking opinions. And nobody gives a fuck.
Ain't that some shit?
Unless you give a fuck about opinions, then...
It's getting salt and salt, huh?
Yeah. But these are just media distractions and tricks of shit that they throw out shit like that that's supposed to make it seem like people give a fuck.
So we can only really just, no, I got you. So we can only really, we only can say shit on stage when we out and about. We really can't say
that's
shit.
That's dangerous too. That's the real, that's where it started at. Now they following us all around waiting on us to say anything. It used to just be you could go on stage and say whatever. And
say
then
what you're saying.
Once they started policing the stage, and then social media was like, okay, all right, now these people watching your every move. Because they know we're comedians, and you know, comedians tell the truth. They just waiting on you to tell one of your truths that
I
they don't
comedians
agree
tell
with.
The truth. Didn't I say comedians tell the truth?
That's the perception. But they don't understand that a lot of the comedians that they like ain't telling the truth.
What comedian you know lie?
Shit, most of them. That's the shit that make good jokes.
Yeah, those be lies. I can't. Yeah, don't be
you
lying. Could,
man, don't nobody want. Bro, if you as a comedian went on stage and everything you said was truth, that shit gonna be boring as a motherfucker.
Oh, man, you gotta make it.
People live in reality. That's why they want to be entertained.
So you were lying when you said you called a fat bitch and she said she wanted to eat good in the neighborhood.
No, that's the part of the joke that make it funny.
Or was you lying when the fat bitch had the name to it and the whole slogan?
Nigga, I had a whole life before this shit.
I knew it.
He'll take one for the team.
Take one for the
team. No, I ain't somebody. Was you fucking with fat bitch? We all love.
Nah, it wasn't even a fat, it was a hood chick.
Yeah, it was the hood, talking about, say, yeah, I want to eat good in the neighborhood.
She, Brian, with the true story, she had never been out to eat before.
I believe, because I ain't never been.
Because she had
before.
Six sisters and seven
until
brothers.
I got to
and she was, I think she was like number 11 or something. It was about 14 of them. She had never been out to eat.
And you told
I brought
her
the first time I brought her to the crib. I was getting ready. I thought she had called an Uber or something. My crib, she had never rode in an Uber. Then when she got to the crib.
An Uber?
Yeah, I sent her.
An Uber? This back in 05, I'm talking about. Uber in 05.
No, I'm saying, okay, check this out. So she done came to the house.
Yeah.
However the fuck she got there. Somebody dropped off. This back when I was thugging then. I ain't have a whole lot. So she get over there and I had cable. So wherever we was going, she didn't want to go no more. We ended up watching the whole season of some shit. And then I fucked with her for a little bit and I was out of there. I ain't really have a whole lot to offer. So all the pussy I was getting up until this point in my life, I know it was just because they really liked me. Because I ain't really have shit.
You ain't lying, man.
Gave you some pussy.
Yeah, I done had plenty of chicks get dropped off and would just be there.
Kept you off the street.
I don't know how she got there.
What's up, that shit?
I just done got used to Uber. I forgot how we used to get down before all this shit came.
Yeah, man.
She probably had another nigga or somebody, homegirl, drop off. All I know is she got over there and was ready to stay.
That was a good day, younger days, when the chick ain't. Now you gotta goddamn take a bitch out to eat or something. You used to have to take back in the day. Not back in the day when you was about 20 years old.
Man, think all the pussy you got when you know you was broke.
Yeah, I got some broke pussy. And it was better than the pussy I'm paying for now, shit.
But it was it that you was broke or was that just pussy in your price range?
It was broke.
No, it was price range.
Okay, so if you broke, are you getting broke
but
pussy?
But you can fuck some top tier pussy and be broke.
But if she fucking with you, is it top tier pussy? Because you know you broke. Looking back, everybody's scared to judge. Looking back,
I always say that. I always look at my baby mama and say, you know what? I got all y'all when I wasn't shit, so that's who y'all were fucking with. I ain't nigga that really wasn't shit, so I see why y'all hate me now because I done got better. And y'all still the person y'all was when I met y'all last. So, you know, that was back in fucking the day.
You know what that's called?
What?
Accountability.
No, when I met them in 02 and 03 and shit, man, it was that level I was on. I was dreadlocked, gold teeth, talking shit, swallowing spit. If you could stand to fuck me after the bullshit I had just talked that day, you really wouldn't hit no shit. Because I was talking some shit. And if you stood there and listened, you was just as crazy as I was. So that's who all my baby mamas is, somebody that sat there and let me talk.
Ain't that crazy? Because they probably seen the potential. They ain't see the part where they saw the potential, they'll still be around.
That's
what
I'm saying. If they saw the potential,
they ain't seen no.
Why they didn't see the part where you wasn't even fucking with them once you? You ain't see that part.
What?
They can see all the potential in the world, but it's like, if I can reach all this potential, do you think I'm gonna fuck with you?
That's what I'm basically saying. Well, man, nah, I wouldn't fuck with them at this point.
You think? Well. That's
you think I would I fuck with, would they fuck with me?
I don't know. I mean, they already done fuck with you on the come up.
But they had to see you. They had to see you because you started being already in videos. Like,
yeah, they
like
seen.
O2.
Yeah, they seen. I mean, yeah, definitely. My baby mama definitely seen me.
That's what I'm saying. So you went from a nigga talking shit to now whatever the.
When I say talking shit, I'm talking about ridiculous shit about how I would beat the shit out of a motherfucker or some shit. I would slap your fucking mama shit. Like, so they just know me from a weird time.
Okay.
Talking all kind of shit. I just had to give you 1 out of 50. Just talking shit. Verbally abusive talking shit, you know what I mean? So they know me from another
what
time.
What's wrong with Chad? What's wrong with you, bro?
I don't know. The hood chicks be doing that in their sleep. They
man,
wake up and be cleaning their ear out and shit. And they let up. I know some hood bitches.
And they made that noise.
I can talk shit. I guess I can talk shit about my baby mama. Them kids grown now, man.
Them kids grown?
All of them, three of them is.
Three of your kids grown?
My son and mama, she got fuck her. She cool.
Oh, okay.
Fuck my son and mama. She cool.
Gotta have one cool baby mama. That's the blessing.
She cool, yeah, man. She cool. I can't leave you lying.
Yep.
Some of it be like that, man. If you don't help me out, then I don't fuck with you.
Man, don't you.
Gotta pick me up or something, man, from the airport or something. Make some time, man. I get
to all the niggas out there who got a cool baby mama and you still fucking up. I can't stand you, nigga. You niggas.
I ain't still fucking mine. And that's on law. That's on
good.
It just, that's still cool. I know I get it right from the airport.
That's dang, it ain't gonna never get cool till you stop fucking.
Nah, shit, I knew.
You gotta stop fucking on. If y'all not together, don't be fucking on that woman.
Hell no. Mm-mm. I ain't even sitting up here capping, but no.
Don't put her life on.
It wasn't my decision.
Let her live her life. Mama gotta have a life too, fellas.
It wasn't my decision. She quit fucking me, but.
Hey, man.
It's like that, though.
She made the decision that was best for her.
Yeah, man. I was young, I couldn't see it. I was mad at first.
That's how it be, man. You grow up and you look back.
How dare you put that in there?
You gotta look back at yourself and be like, yeah, I wish shit a little bit. She can have that one.
Plus, I mean, it is what it is, man.
You're not that person.
Huh?
You're not that person.
No, not that person. Goddamn 07, 08, 09, 11, 12.
But see, that's part of your growth, too. That type of shit gotta happen so you can grow up.
Yeah.
With this nigga 2 years ago.
No, hell no. The bullshit period, it's been at least 6 years for the bullshit. November 2000, and that's the last bullshit.
Yeah.
The bullshit.
You off all the bullshit.
Like a painter.
6 years straight.
That's bullshit, what it takes, man. You gotta reach the point in your life.
Bullshit.
You just over the bullshit.
Shit, I ain't had no choice. That shit quit me.
There you go.
That shit quit me, nigga.
That's what happened. If you fuck around too long, it eventually quit you.
It'll quit your ass, nigga.
Should've got out while you had a chance.
Should've got out smooth, strong, and a motherfucker. Now you get out and it quit you, and you know the reason why you out. Because it quit your motherfucking ass. You ain't quit it.
See? That's the point of a nigga's life that's called a realization. You gotta realize that shit will happen. The longer you fuck around.
Hey.
The better you like, the more your chances increase of the opposite happening.
How you feel about the West Coast, man?
The what?
I'm talking about Clayton, that West Coast.
West Coast, what you mean? Like Cali? Los Angeles.
You fuck with the West Coast?
Yeah.
I'm talking as far as like living out there.
I ain't never really lived out there. I mean, I stayed out there a couple months, but I ain't lived out there like that. I'm just a South ass nigga.
That's me too, man.
I mean, all that shit great to visit. I can stay out there as long as I need to. As long as I know I'm coming back home to the South at some point, whether it be a month, 2 months, 3 months, I'm straight.
Los Angeles straight. Not for comedy. Like, for stand-up, it's not enough stages. Like, Atlanta got way more stages to get on. But as far as, like, working, yeah. It was all type of opportunities I wouldn't have gotten nowhere else. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit that I was able to do that I ain't even, you know, I'm tagging titles on shit, you know? Like, niggas producer, niggas writer, you know what I'm saying?
I'm cool down south, man.
Different shit, but I also want to learn how to do all that shit. So it's actually, I'm getting paid to learn how to do the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I know how you set up a show. Now I know what a showrunner does. I know what a successful showrunner does 3-4 seasons in. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, it's just different. Like, it's a whole different side of stuff you can learn. But as far as stand-up, like, my stand-up suffered the whole time I was out there. Like, not my stand-up, but being able to get on stage. Like, whenever I went anywhere else, if I was on the road, shit was great. But out there, it's like, damn. Like, weekend, you might not have no spot. You might do a spot, oh, we can only have you back this often. Like, it's hard. Like, want you to go through the whole process of goofy shit. And New York, a different story. New York, way better. But, yeah, L.A., depends on what you're trying to do. It's a lot of shit that could be cool. The people ain't the best, but that nature and shit, that's about it, man. You go see anything, like, probably within, like, 4 hours.
What you mean?
Mountains, snow. Motherfucker go to the beach within an hour, wherever the fuck you are. You want to go on a hike, you want to go in a mountain, you want to go in a canyon. You want to see some goddamn seals. You want to see some dolphins jump off some shit. Like, yeah.
Dolphins just be jumping off shit.
Come on, bro. Bro, you just go, man. There's so many motherfuckers. Like, if you do that, it's different. Yeah, you smoking and you out there. That's the one thing, because it's not finna fucking rain, bro. If it rained, it's gonna be unusual. It rained when I first moved there for 2 weeks straight, and that shit was unusual. These motherfuckers was running around scared. Everybody looked terrible, wet. They don't look good wet. Niggas in L.A. do not, bitches, nobody. Dogs, nobody. Nothing looks good in L.A. wet. The donut shop, nasty, because it's wet, bro.
It's a wet-ass donut.
Look nasty in L.A. wet. It's a little nastier than you would think. Mm. You asked. I'm just giving you this. It's a little bit nastier. The weed is great. The weed is great. You go to a place that don't have taxes, though. That's what
sensational.
You want. Right, right. No taxes. You want to go in there. They might be running off a generator. You don't know what's going on in that bitch. They still ask you for your ID, get your stamp card, go in that bitch, get your little weed, move on about your goddamn day.
Bro, they used to love to go to that one by your old crib.
Oh, man.
The motherfucker day, like, the front looked like
3 in the morning.
It was like an empty furniture store or some shit.
Oh, man. Fat nigga with a gun. That's the security. Oh, it's always. The bigger the store, the fatter the nigga. Oh, shit. I ain't about to set this whole shit off.
Man, you got a Capri Sun in there.
You want one?
Yeah, let me get a Capri Sun.
Come on, man. Shit. Nigga shit. You want one?
No, goddamn
Capri Sun. I had one with you, bro.
Nastier than you would think.
We straight up out
here. Grown people shitting on the ground. Homeless people building 2-story structures. These motherfuckers piling so many cushions together. I said, this nigga is building a skyscraper. I seen a homeless nigga with a balcony. Nigga had a balcony and smoking a cigarette. I'm on my way to work at the Universal shit. Bruh, homeless people everywhere, people shitting on the street, pissy highway. You heard of a pissy hallway?
Pissy highway.
The whole interstate pissy going under certain bridges. I'm making shit up? All right. Now, and people drive and don't look like it ain't there, bro. Them people, yeah.
Damn.
Skid Row 60 blocks or something like that. 60 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
60 blocks.
Skid Row is 60 blocks?
60 blocks.
I'm just homeless.
Can't be drugs, dope. Whatever the motherfuckers want to do.
Damn.
Tens.
Damn, man. I be watching that shit on YouTube.
This shit look nice. Quick on camera. You know what I'm saying? Like, it look, well, you know when they shoot a movie, you're like, oh, L.A. look nice. Yeah, it look good when the camera moving, but if you sit that bitch still, you're gonna be like, this nigga is shitting while playing a trumpet. looking me dead in the eye, nigga. And this is off the exit, nigga. Shit. This nigga got over a bucket, nigga, but the bucket upside down. He ain't even shitting in the open part.
He's shitting on the flat bottom part. So he's splatting back on his calf muscles. This nigga nasty.
This, fuck that, man.
But it's cool, though. It's cool. It's the people that's actually from L.A., great people. I fuck with them all the way. Yeah, it's cool.
People in Atlanta be shit, man.
And all that shit. People in Atlanta and shit?
The homeless people.
Oh, yeah. They closed down that one little shit that was downtown.
Which one?
Remember that
one? Right there on Pine.
Man.
They shut that down. I used to live right over that way at that Waterford building. That shit, damn, for real, that shit used to be stinking as fuck through there, too. Whole area was stinking. Damn, I thought about it. I just thought about it.
And that's why the COVID crazy was going up.
Over there because of the homes?
People shitting on the street. Oh. That shit ain't supposed to be on the street. You're not supposed to shit on the street, now. The pee might be all right, but I know you ain't supposed to be shitting on the street, now. You can't, dog. They get in the air.
You right.
Particles.
You right.
Yeah.
You make a good point.
What we gonna do about that? We gotta clean up the whole world.
I ain't gonna do shit.
That's the sad thing about it. You watch YouTube, you realize what's going on in the world. You used to think the only thing that's going on in the world is what they put on the news. Boy, it's so much shit. I did not know half of the shit. I know, just looking at a YouTube.
What you be watching on the?
Man, I would have to look at my phone, man. I'm gonna tell you what I be watching. I can tell you right now.
I'm sure it's some controversial shit.
It's Ray Mercer and Tommy. A lot of Joe Rogan, DJ Yella, DJ Pablo Escobar, John Gotti.
Oh, okay. Mike Tyson. I just be kind of looking at Stargates and shit.
Who?
What is there?
Stargates.
Stargate.
El Chapo, Hitler.
Oh, okay. Oh, they got that shit on Netflix about being a tyrant. You seen it?
I was going to watch
how to be a tyrant.
I mean.
Yeah, he on there talking big shit.
A butcher, huh?
Yeah. I like to watch all that type of shit.
Idi Amin. Goddamn.
Yeah, he fucked the whole country up. Killed too many people. Too much violence.
Idi Amin. What country was he in?
Uganda.
The other one was in Rwanda. Kabuka was in Rwanda, right?
Hey, you know
what
these
motherfuckers is.
You know all that shit. You know all the history.
Shit me, I don't know enough, man.
You don't know enough?
You gotta know a whole lot to say a little bit. Know a little bit to say and be sitting there talking.
There you go.
Oh, shit, I'm trying to get a whole lot. Mm. Store that little brain of mine so I can stand up there and know some shit. You know, the best thing in the world to do is, to know. If you can know, man, you just be good knowing.
Knowing is half the battle. That's what G.I. Joe said.
It did.
I ain't never known shit.
Now you know, and knowing is half the battle.
Go, Joe. I did not like that cartoon.
G.I. Joe?
Fuck no.
You thought it wants you to join the army?
I didn't like G.I. Joe. I liked He-Man. I liked Thundercat.
Thundercat was right. I fuck with
that. I even like She-Ra.
The Panther was She-Ra. Black, wasn't he? That felt black.
I don't know. I know.
Pantera.
The gray nigga.
Pantera.
The big nigga, he was great. He was bald.
Yeah, I know Chitara was fine as hell. That's why I like that.
You talking about Thundercat.
That's Thundercat.
Yeah.
Cartoons I like.
You can watch Silverhawks.
I don't know. G.I. Joe I ain't really fuck with it.
Damn, K-Dub.
I didn't really fuck with it, man.
All right, man.
He-Man. That's it. Scooby-Doo.
Oh, mysterious, mystery solving ass nigga.
Man, I had to watch it, man. I had to watch it, man. I had to know.
You had to know what?
I just had to know who the fuck did it, man. It was always a motherfucker did some shit.
Bro, it's the same script.
It was not Red Harry. It was Red Harry sometime. It was him sometime.
It would be the nigga
Scooby-Doo had a message.
It was always a regular person.
It was an underlying message to the whole Scooby-Doo shit.
What's the message?
Behind most bullshit.
So you knew who everybody was going to be every time. You said what?
Behind most bullshit that is going on, it's an old white man. Every episode, the ghost was some white man trying to steal some land or some property from somebody.
Damn.
He made the hotel seem haunted so he could get the insurance money all to himself.
Right.
So you honestly...
And I would have got away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Because it was never more.
That nigga damn sure plead his case at the end. You know, he would have got away with it.
He created the underwater Scooby monster so the property of the land would go down so we could sell it at a low price and keep the money.
And I would have got away with it had it been for you meddlesome kids.
Goddamn.
Scooby-Doo and them went everywhere. Haunted swamps, the carnival, somebody
house. Never no real monster.
Never.
So where the episode where the real monster choked the shit out of one of them, and I won't see that Scooby-Doo.
This how I know Scooby-Doo and them wasn't in no real danger, bro.
Never no real monster.
He took his baby nephew to work with him. You think you gonna bring your baby nephew around some ghosts?
Scrappy-Doo was grown.
He was a puppy, though.
He was.
Because he had puppy power.
I think he wasn't grown. He was just a mean. He was a mean little toddler, I guess. A mean talking dog, short dog. He wasn't no grown. Scrappy Doo wasn't grown.
Okay. All right, I get y'all that.
All right, now that we grown, okay. We know that they just been keeping Scooby Doo legend alive right now. What Scooby-Doo do you think they own right now? Like, if you had to pick a number. Because you know the original Scooby-Doo, he didn't live. He didn't live this long into our life. Like, if you know they kept replacing Scooby-Doo. So what number?
The nigga that was saying the voice?
Scooby-Doo 46B.
Damn.
You talking about, what you mean?
Like, how many different Scooby-Doos they done had over the whole time.
Damn.
Because Scooby-Doo never not been on TV, really.
Right.
It's always been Scooby-Doo.
And so you think because they chained them up a little bit?
Yeah, they keep changing them. Just it'd be the animation, or it'd be Scooby-Doo ain't solving mysteries no more. He rides skateboards.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They just throw some, you know what I'm saying, different.
This some high-ass conversation.
Yeah.
Damn, so it's 46B, you say? Damn. I never looked at it that way. So what about Homer Simpson? I know he changed a couple times.
Yeah, they probably on like 30, no, like 20 something.
Have you been seeing the newer episodes of The Simpsons? They're trying to be more edgy.
What they doing?
Just trying to be like, you know, it's a lot more quick humor and shit like that. They're trying to set the jokes up faster.
Because people went there posting, people posting and knowing for it.
Yeah.
They trying to put a little Instagram. They just playing for that.
Oh, I can see that.
Well, I mean, just the times done changed. Like, the shit that used to be controversial on The Simpsons ain't even...
Hell no. You had it wrong.
They had tried to ban The Simpsons and all this shit when it first came out.
Yeah.
Too vulgar.
You get in trouble for wearing a Bart shirt.
Right.
I tried to get around it with the black Bart shirt.
Yeah, eat my shorts.
Still got in trouble.
You got in trouble for wearing it?
Can't tell your teacher, eat my shorts.
Yeah.
You couldn't wear a Bart Simpson shirt?
Yeah, I tried at one of the schools I went to in Pensacola.
Wow.
Yeah. Pensacola, Florida.
You couldn't wear a Bart Simpson shirt because he was saying, eat my shorts.
Eat my shorts.
And he was jumping out of windows and all that.
Wow.
Send me home.
That is hilarious. I ain't know that. I went to old few schools, didn't give a shit about that.
Yeah, you were into the real violent shit.
They weren't violent, they just didn't give a shit about a Bart Simpson. I guess that wasn't violent enough.
Man.
Your school gave a shit about
Bart Simpson? Hell yeah.
Damn.
My school was very wholesome.
You didn't give a shit.
My school was very wholesome and they represented the Oxford community.
Nigga, in school ain't give a fuck.
All type of goofy shit, especially.
Here at the Oxford City Schools, we're just trying to create a safe learning environment for all our students.
really, I leave school if I felt like it. Anytime, nothing kept me in school. Like I graduated high school, but anytime from second grade to 12th grade, I would just get up. I would change classes and grab my book bag and go the fuck home, and come back the next day.
Like
nothing happened. I've done it all my life.
Oh, okay. Lucky you.
Yeah.
Humble flex.
No, it ain't no humble flex. It was just that simple. Cause fucking, man, just, I remember second grade leaving school.
You left school in the second grade.
Second grade leaving
school. Your teacher was awful.
Not really, because I wasn't in no class. I just left.
Oh, like walking when y'all was in the hallway.
Yeah. Truancy didn't hit for real till 1994 around Mississippi.
Okay.
And Mississippi truancy hit about 94. That's when they were keeping real records, I guess. Because I was in Milwaukee at first, and when I got to Mississippi, it was no, it wasn't really, that shit was not like, it was not like, not at fucking the school I went to, Naylor. It was just not recorded. The records probably still ain't even existing.
Right.
They probably couldn't even pull them records up, nigga. That's on everything. They wanted to go check back. They should probably start at about seventh grade with me, like a slave record.
No, you all right? You all right?
Am I all right, like what?
You all right?
Tell me about the record.
Yeah.
Really, for real, I'm telling you, I can guarantee
that. No, you saying that bothers you?
Hell yeah, I'm good. I don't give a fuck about no second grade school record. Man, I'm gonna tell you that shit, God.
This nigga high, bruh.
You high too.
That's why I know I am, because I'm listening to you tell this goddamn
man,
story.
Man, you just told a story too, but I ain't accused you of being high.
What I told the story about, nigga?
I'm gonna tell you what it was.
You don't even know.
I'm gonna tell you.
Go ahead.
You said everybody in the world, all niggas was everywhere. That was how.
First of all, it was black people everywhere.
No, you said niggas though, and that's why I said.
Well, like, dark skinned people have been on every part of this planet first.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't have to go nowhere. They've been native to every land on the continent, just like everybody else was. There has always been variations of people native to every land, is what I'm saying. But what I'm saying, though, is black people was there on the whole planet first.
I think the,
they weren't just all in one place.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I don't even want to go back over that again.
Yeah.
But that's what I think.
Yeah, just native to every land. That's what I think.
Even how down, even though the motherfuckers in Peru, the people in Peru, even though some dog went down there, just like it's some albinos up here.
Right.
But even about them Spanish looking people too.
But I'm saying, let's say for instance you go to Peru.
Let me say this.
They got some Peruvians, right?
I know they got some.
But they gonna have some black ones there too.
I know that, just like they got some Albanians here and some retarded people. But
you have to say that.
You can't say that either?
No.
God damn. Man, I'm really staying away from every topic that I can.
No, but why you have to bring up?
I don't even, man, God.
You can't even say that word no more.
Oh, man, I don't.
What do you say?
I didn't even.
You can't. No. You don't.
Hey, man, you know what?
You have to be specific.
But guess what?
And they really don't want you to mention them at all.
Ain't that some shit?
If you're not kissing their ass, you can't say.
So you can work at Walmart, but we can't mention you.
Right.
That's crazy. That's crazy. But anyway, I didn't even forget what I was saying, man.
See?
Because I can't.
This is a crash course on all the shit not to say no more. You just won't smoke, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That ain't got nothing to do with it. I say this shit in jail, man.
I know, but it's just. Just a lot of trigger words. The internet is a very strange place.
No, I got you. I got you. I understand. I understand thoroughly. It's just so much shit, like Michael Jackson, man. I got so many songs inside of me. I just want to get them out. So much shit to say. So much bullshit attached.
Hey, man. Even if some of them shits came out right now, they might be too controversial. Just because of the social climate.
Anyway, what we were saying was all the Peruvian people, right?
Right.
They all their whole country look alike.
The whole country.
Niggas ain't from down there, man. Unless them folks did the same thing the white folk did and
so just one type of motherfuckers just right there from there.
Yeah, man, because I get praised to black people too. But y'all motherfuckers went in no Chile or nothing, man. Like, they was in Africa, but not.
You don't think they was in Chile?
Some over there.
That's what I'm saying, some anywhere.
Ecuador, man, Guatemala. There's some dog Guatemalans, but for the most part, like every all the Africans, you know, you got the Moroccans that's light, but you know, slash, some whatever. I mean, I don't know. He said he was black. He was a manager at the IHOP. He said he Moroccan, he black.
Yeah, but that's quite possible.
But I don't know, because he was light-skinned. Not saying I don't think.
North Africa, right?
I know it. But I'm saying I don't know in the sense of. Was he
I bet if you go back and talk to him, he'd say, man, my dad's probably darker than you.
But the Moroccan light, ain't it?
So you think all of them are?
I guess 80, at least 70-80%, right?
All right, what the other 20 look like?
I'm guessing it's more than that. I just don't want to say 95, but I'm guessing it's probably like that too, like in Africa. In Africa, even except for Ethiopia and a few more of them other countries.
You been there?
Mm-mm.
See?
But
that's
I know what
just
a,
an assumption.
But I know what a motherfucker told me.
Don't believe that till you go
perhaps.
See.
Perhaps. Perhaps I ain't never seen no light-skinned Nigerians like that, even though I know that there are some.
There's plenty of
them. I know, but we ain't seeing them, which means the same way I ain't seeing that many.
Do you understand
iced
it's
out
like
gold
200
chains.
Million people in Nigeria?
I know that, but I'm but why is it that all I'm seeing is the black-ass niggas?
Because, man.
It's like, be honest with you, in America, there are light-skinned, brown-skinned. This right here is what America is. But this is not what Nigeria is.
But that's what black people are. That's how black people are. It ain't.
Not really.
It don't matter what color they are. They still are. They still
it's
black.
It's all them colors. All them hues.
So it don't matter what kind of black people you get. You ain't never gonna
get
no
one. Yeah, on that continent.
Yellow.
On that continent. You saying the continent to fast talk? I'm talking about, but not on that West Coast coming down like that. But maybe in that back east corner, it's some lighters. But ain't no lighters outside of Morocco and Cape Verde and that. Mm-hmm. East Dakota. What other state? What other country?
It's some yellow tribe.
No, I'm saying, give me
it's
that.
Some tribe.
But what I'm saying,
yellow.
Because you don't have to have
I said,
no
some tribe. I believe you.
Two dark skinned people can have a light skinned baby.
I know. That's what I said earlier about
the
albino.
So that's what I'm saying. It don't matter. Wherever some black people at, it's gonna be multiple colors of black.
Not really, because I ain't. You right. I ain't been there, but I ain't really seen that in the picture. That a random motherfucker took.
Man.
When I seen a random picture of some niggas in South Sudan, all them niggas was black, ashy niggas, man. It wasn't no hue of colors like you talking about. Every time I see a picture of a group of Nigerian niggas, it don't
picture,
be a hue.
But you gotta get, that's
what I'm just saying random. Well, you know what? I tell you what, Carlos, you right. But when you put a picture of some different hues of niggas born in Africa, outside of Ethiopia, and them Somalia, because that's where they're at in Morocco. I don't even think Morocco. But outside of Ethiopia and Somalia, I don't think it's no hues.
All right.
Where about? I will Google it. Let's not go there. I will Google it first, then go there. Not saying
you
ain't no hues.
Africa?
I'm not saying ain't no hues in Nigeria. Yeah. Like, ain't no white
you're
people.
You're saying Nigeria.
But, dog, you talking about the biggest continent in the world.
I hear it.
It's all kind of motherfucking
know
people over. You talking about something as simple as some light skin. It's some shit over there that you ain't never even thought of.
I believe you. I was just saying where, in a sense, and that I ain't never seen it. I believe there's more to it.
Trust
I'm never
believe.
Saying it wasn't. I just believe it's more to it. I ain't seen it. Therefore, I got to retract me saying I believe it. I don't know if it's more to it. I will have to
start
see
going,
it.
Yeah, man, there's so much shit in this world we don't know nothing about. That's the crazy part.
Oh, yeah, man. That's why I said I watch YouTube and find out shit.
You got to watch
which
more
one
than
you been watching?
I watched the little pygmy trial where them niggas was like... All them niggas was, man, I don't know, can you even say this shit, man? I ain't even gonna say it, man. What the fuck?
Right? That's not their name, right? That's not their name?
Yeah, I don't know. You ask Carlos if that's the right word to call him. I said pygmy.
But you said little pygmy. That's pretty much like a double negative. Because pygmy already means small. That's just like calling the little littles.
But Chad called me to ask me to be on the show, and I agreed.
So you just up here showing love to Chad, basically.
I'm just up here showing love to Chad. Yeah, I am. Chad was like, yo, it's my girl's birthday. I need you to come, man. I need you.
Nah, shit.
Some shit like that.
And did us a favor, man.
What exactly did you say to get me on the show?
No, man, you know we fuck with you. Already that shit was gonna happen if I kept fucking with it.
That bitch hit my foot, man. That bitch heavy, bro. You got that goddamn old goddamn.
Yeah, man, like an 80s rapper type ring.
You bet on. State champion.
Yeah, I ain't get mine, so fuck it. I bought my own.
Yeah, man. You said what I?
Bought my own. I should just get me a state championship ring, mate.
Man, for real.
I'm too old to win, though.
Y'all won the state champion? Why
you? Nah.
They won after you left, didn't
they? You know. No, I'm just saying.
It's gonna be
I
like one of them class rings. That ring ain't gonna be shit.
I could just fuck it. I could, cause I can. State champion
bigger than all that shit. State champion bigger than pros in the college. Yeah. Big. State champion. Fucking right. Cause everybody really love each other, knew each other on that team. When you get to college, them niggas just met in a year, two or three.
You talking about the ring or you talking about the?
Just the whole the fucking win.
You was state champion?
No, I ain't never been there, man. I ain't never won shit.
You never won shit?
I ain't never won shit. I ain't never scored a point.
Damn.
I ain't never got a rebound, scored a point, goalie, nothing. I ain't never played no sport. I ran track. He's coming like fifth and sixth place and shit.
Oh, he was terrible.
Yeah, I wasn't no athlete like that. I could turn some flips or something, but I couldn't run, couldn't hop, couldn't shoot.
Fifth and sixth place.
Yeah, I ran track. I was in like third the whole race.
What did you run?
I ran a mile, and I ran 800. I ran 800 one time. That shit was too hard.
Oh, you know you had no speed.
The 800 was harder than the mile.
You can run long.
It hurt. Boy, 800, the hardest shit to run. 800 is
shit,
it.
Shit, the mile is the hardest.
No, it ain't. The mile,
fast,
no,
but
the
you
mile,
can't
mile.
Run it.
No, the mile cool. Let's the mile, because all you got to do is just keep running. But the 800, shit. You got to, I'm telling you,
that
I ran
two
it.
Mile, that motherfucker 800.
That 2 mile, all you got to do is keep running. That's it, just keep running, just finish. But that 800, bro, you gotta have some speed and some get up. You gotta sprint that bitch down there. Anybody that know. You ran the track?
Yeah.
So what did you run?
I ran the 800 in the mile.
Nigga, you ran the dangerous shit, that 800.
You did the 800 too?
The 800 dangerous, bro.
You was a long runner, nigga, too?
That ain't really no long run. The 800 is something else.
That ain't the quick burst.
Yes, it really is. It ain't the crisp. Fuck
you
the burst.
Basically
the burst
for
is something
laps.
Else.
Yeah.
You basically. Got
full
the 800
out, two
the
laps.
Gangster. That's
two
that
laps.
Gangster.
No pace lap. It's just all out.
You have
to. It's that.
That's what I'm saying.
Or you gonna die.
You gonna die on that bitch, that 800 the hard. That's the dog.
So okay, so you hold it down the first lap.
No, you gotta hold it down both laps.
You ain't even good at that shit until you can do it in like sub 2 minutes.
Until you can do it in 9.
Yeah, like I be sending them 208, 216.
The whole point is to run that shit like you wanna run about 50 something. Like I done seen motherfuckers run a 49 and a 51. You get what I'm saying? Crazy.
Just going.
Do you know who be the best? Like, if you ever have to run
crazy.
That shit again, like a tall, lanky motherfucker.
I ran track.
I wasn't finna run that long. They looked at me and said, you want, hey, put that bar up there.
I knew a place I was gonna get by what bus pulled up.
Shit, I used to win
like
that shit.
It was.
Yeah, I ain't gonna beat them niggas, man. Not
shit. I used to look at them motherfuckers like I'm beating all them niggas.
I couldn't beat them. I could talk about your ass, but
first
I damn sure
couldn't.
So you was winning?
Yeah. First of all, don't get it behind
me. If the nigga say winning, you see what I'm saying? I was losing. A nigga really winning if they say they winning.
When you run the 800, bro, don't get behind nobody. You want to be in the front, because you can pace their ass. You can make the motherfuckers run to you. So you want them to try to run and catch up to you. So you want to start off and set the pace, go hard as fuck. But then you can't burn out in the second lap.
Because then the motherfucker.
Because the whole trick to the shit is like, you gotta flat out run that shit, but it's like you spread the straights. And you have to goddamn
Get your shit together in the curve, nigga. Curve is what make the race. Coming out that last curve, because then them shit, your muscles and shit get to locking up. You're like, trying to get to that last 100, because that's when all the motherfuckers who you thought was dead start running like a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, they pick
so
up.
So it's full fucking sprint race. They've been pacing this the whole time.
Yeah, boy. They give
so
it.
That's four
the motherfucker
sprints.
You got to watch is the white
pretty
boy
much?
Who in the middle
no,
of the pack. When he do this
sprints, yeah.
On that second lap, let me fucking look at that
it
watch.
It's just really all sprint. You giving some oomph the whole run.
Yeah, because you got to give it at the beginning.
In a mile, you ain't giving much as you start out. When you pop that gun on that mile, you ain't giving much. And I done ran a mile in 5:02, 5:12.
I'm telling you. When that
when
white dude
first
look at
that
watch, he finna tell somebody.
When you, pop that gun.
Especially if he got them little shades on.
You comfortable in that first two blocks on that mile. You comfortable.
First two laps, ain't nobody even a fucking competition.
You comfortable. But
third
on the
lap,
800,
ain't nobody doing shit.
As soon as they pop that gun and you hear, as soon as you go to hear footsteps, you already uncomfortable.
Over with.
As soon as you hear that, you uncomfortable because the 800 a beast because you already losing. You really already losing, man.
You got to sprint one lap and then be tired and do that shit again, basically, at the same pace.
And then try to pick up, too.
At the end, you got to go crazy. Was that the one I saw with the ladies? It was the Olympics. And it was like the lady came up and got her ass at the end.
She fell or some shit?
Nah, she was running.
Oh, I seen that. I seen what you're talking about.
She got hawked in.
She got the old girl at the end.
Ethiopia or something. I'm not sure. It was something.
No, I thought it was a college.
Something green. No, this was the Olympics. I just seen this.
Oh, I ain't see that one. You know, there's a lot of little hawk down videos. They hawked me down a little.
You got hawked down on video?
No, I ain't got it on. He probably got it. His family probably got it in the little drawer.
You was that bad?
No, ain't nobody bring no record on me. I really wouldn't hit no shit on the track field. So whoever beat me don't get no credit. But whoever beat me don't get shit worth of credit. I don't give a fuck who you was. You ain't go pro, you ain't do shit beating me. If you was even on the thing with me, you wasn't good. They supposed to already had your ass off. I wasn't good at none of that shit. But his family probably, somebody probably was recording and got me out there running looking stupid. Fuck that. Somebody. Because I see video from high schools and shit all the time. I went to 3 different high schools. I see video from 3 different high schools.
Ran track at each.
Fuck, no, I ran that shit for like 3 or 4 track meets, man.
Man, I was on the track team since the 7th grade.
Yeah, no, I ain't one like that. They weren't
and
saying.
You was doing the same event?
Pretty much.
You was one, okay. I didn't know this. Y'all some distance runners, nigga.
I just told you, really. I ran.
I was on the track team. At some point, I ran all the shit.
Cross country?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you was probably really on the track team. I was on the track team enough to say I was on that, but I wasn't no nigga that ran everything.
Cross country?
I was on that mile. They tried to put me on the 2 mile. I'm like, hell no.
One time I was running in a cross country meet. Dude who was in front of me, he was too tired. I was in about 4th place. Dude was too tired, man. He was running, so I'm just letting him, like, I can see the finish line, but like cross country, they like set this course up where it's like you're just running all over this fucking place. You have to follow the course. So I could see the finish line, but it was kind of like far from where I was, maybe like 500-600 yards or some shit. That shit was kind of like way the fuck down there. So the dude, it was two white dudes in front of me. Me and my homeboy, we running. So we get to the puddle where you have to jump over the shit. Bro, them motherfuckers jumped right in the puddle and just fell. Jumped right over their ass and won.
You won?
Hell yeah.
Tired as shit.
Man, that shit used to fuck with my mind. I hated that shit. Just be running.
It seemed like for days, man.
I ain't never had no.
Why you like doing it?
I don't know. It's just the adrenaline rush, man. Used to, and then it's just like, you get back from this long ass course, you done been all in the woods, jumping over puddles and climbing over shit, and then you find back. Like then you running so hard, you get back to where the people at, and you see them. It's like being in the movie. You running, and you see all the people on the sideline. They be like, You can't even hit a head.
Who out there, the other teams?
Like all the teams out there.
Y'all got audience?
Yeah, because it's like, these people are weird and they just love the sport of running. It's a white people's sport, so they just cheer on everybody who come through there.
Who that?
Like at cross country meets. So it'd be like.
So you was a star.
So when you, I'm saying you run all through the woods and all through the paths and through the trees. And then when you get back to where the people are, it's like all the, like all the girls, all the coaches and shit, cause they run first. And then you, and like JV. So it's like 600 people or some shit. And they all like, come on guys, you're the best. Come on, push it, push it. Then it's just. Then people be winning, like they get, this motherfucker come in like 32nd place and they be like, most improved runner, heart of a lion. Clayton English. Like this.
And this nigga over here having an asthma.
Man, they just little, it's a weird ass sport. People be like, that's not, hey man, you may not think a lot of it, but this is the highest I ever came in. This is weird, man. A bunch of motherfuckers eating peanut butter and jelly and bananas and shit.
Slices.
Weirdest shit I ever did. That's the weirdest sport I ever participated in.
That shit crazy.
Yeah, you got
bunch of FCA kids.
Yeah, I was cold on the high jump. I would win. I couldn't get the form. I was just scissor kicking.
Oh.
Like how the Mac, what was that, where that nigga jumped over the fence?
Yeah.
That was Superfly. Where Superfly jumped over that fence with no hands.
Yeah.
That's how I do that shit. Kick over that shit, I could get like 6 foot, but after that, but I would win the little shit around where I was at.
What's up, man?
Around the little, yeah. I ain't get that far, man. I used to get to run the snot bubble.
And my
shit.
Other cousin went to the Olympics. He got 12th place in the high jump this year.
12th place?
Hell yeah.
In the Olympics?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Man, how high the fuck you gotta jump to get 12? What is that? Them niggas jumping like 6'6"?
No, he can jump like seven feet.
Seven shit is, that's what, that's yeah, where they, that's I what think humans the, do it
the, yeah, it's like eight something. That
eight,
one.
Eight? You gotta jump eight to
high beat, jump.
To break a record.
Yeah.
Eight.
Something like that.
Damn.
8 feet, bro.
Off one leg.
Your body.
No, your body plus somebody.
You gotta do it off one leg? But that's the only way to do it, but I'm just
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, that's the proper way to do the shit.
If you could do it off two, you a cold motherfucker.
You scratch if you do it off two.
Is that the setup?
I think, yeah, you gotta do it off of one leg or some shit.
Yeah, that's probably accurate. I mean, that's how I did it, but I just kicked my leg over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't ever get that whole bend your body and kick
yeah,
your
well, once you get it down, it ain't.
Tell me that.
I couldn't get my body to do the dolphin shit.
For real, I don't even know how to throw their body and flop right
and
over.
And get it to where they move in this way, so it's giving them momentum, so they just gotta get like. Man, I watched
that should be crazy.
Olympics too, man.
And they do the high jump and they get too close to the edge and jump clean off the mat. That should be fucked up. All right, man. I'm through talking to y'all motherfuckers. Y'all
just
got a rambling. It's time to go. K-Dub, tell them where to follow you at again, man.
Man, follow me. Comedian K-Dub1 on social media. Comedian K-Dub1 on everything.
And you got the movie Boosie coming out.
Got the movie Boosie coming out.
But when the shit, when you find out when it's coming out, come back and let's talk about it.
Yeah, man, it's coming out soon, man. That shit gonna be dope, man. I like it. I like the little acting shit.
Clayton, what you got coming up?
I fuck with you. All the shit you pop in, I'm glad to see motherfuckers being shit.
What you got coming?
November.
Coming in November. Just wait till November.
November.
All right.
Yeah. And you know, we always trying to goddamn.
Matching business?
Sell something. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we always trying to sell something.
Okay.
Get a deal. Make a deal.
All right, bet. Coming out with some sweaters.
Eat a meal.
Some sweaters, some knitted sweaters.
That shit sounds good.
No, I'm just bushing. I don't know what
keep
I got coming
real,
up, but it's gonna
real.
Be something nice. Stay tuned.
Cut a deal, cut a deal.
Bro, don't let this be the last time you come through the
eat
trap, dog.
Eat a meal. Hey, man, no, you know it ain't.
Clayton, anything you wanna leave him with?
Oh, man. This has been brought to you by the Children's Television Workshop.
Okay, bet.
Real talk, we out of this bitch, man.
J-O-N, anything?
What time is it?
Party time.
Excellent.
Hey, man, this is the 85 South Show. We out of this bitch. It's 12:09.
Oh, it ain't even that late. It feels late as fuck, but we've been here a minute now.